Trump demands Abraham Accords expansion as part of Iran peace deal. By John Hayward on May 26, 2026. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he wants all of the Middle Eastern nations involved in the Iran peace negotiations, eventually including Iran itself, to sign the Abraham Accords and normalize relations with Israel. Trump said in a lengthy Truth Social post that he pushed the Abraham Accords to each of the leaders he spoke to on Saturday, including the leaders of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, and Jordan. He also tipped his cap to the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, which are already members of the Abraham Accords. After all the work done by the United States to try and pull this very complex puzzle together, it should be mandatory that all of these countries, at a minimum, simultaneously, sign onto the Abraham Accords, Trump mused. It may be possible that one or two have a reason for not doing so, and that will be accepted, but most should be ready, willing, and able to make this settlement with Iran a far more historic event than it would, otherwise, be, he added. Trump said the Abraham Accords have proven to be a financial, economic, and social boom for the existing members, including Morocco, Sudan, and Kazakhstan, in addition to the above-mentioned UAE and Bahrain. He was proud to report that none of the existing members have talked about withdrawing during the Iran crisis. The reason for this is that the Abraham Accords have been great for them, and will be even better for everybody, and bring true power, strength, and peace to the Middle East for the first time in 5,000 years, he asserted. Trump was pugnacious enough about the idea to suggest that Saudi Arabia and Qatar should lead the way by signing the Abraham Accords immediately, and everybody else should follow suit, or else they should not be part of this deal, in that it shows bad intention. According to Trump, all of the Middle Eastern leaders he spoke with on Saturday thought it would be a great achievement to have the Islamic Republic of Iran as part of the Abraham Accords. "Wow, now that would be something special," Trump said, a sentiment that might be shared by most of Iran's leadership, although they would probably use different words to express their astonishment. Trump's bottom line was, "I am mandatorily requesting that all countries immediately sign the Abraham Accords, and that, if Iran signs its agreement with me, as President of the United States of America, it would be an honor to have them also be part of this unparalleled world coalition." The Abraham Accords began as a peace agreement between Israel, Bahrain, and the UAE in August 2020. President Trump, nearing the end of his first term, hailed it as the dawn of a new Middle East. Signatories to the accords agreed to exchange ambassadors, establish embassies, and normalize economic relations with Israel. Morocco signed the Abraham Accords in December 2020, followed by Sudan in January 2021. Kazakhstan became the first nation to join during President Trump's second term in November 2025. Senior Trump adviser Steve Witkoff anticipates 4 to 6 more members by the end of Trump's term, possibly including Syria, Libya, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. Saudi Arabia has long been one of the most ardently pursued potential members, given its wealth and religious influence in the Muslim world. As President Trump noted on Truth Social, the Abraham Accords have proven durable, with the signatories standing together through times of great stress in the Middle East, including the Gaza War launched by Hamas in October 2023 and the Iran conflict. Israel stepped in to defend the UAE from Iranian drone and missile attacks last month, even as the Emiratis expressed disappointment with their Gulf neighbors for passively allowing them to absorb the brunt of Iranian aggression. The Jerusalem Post on Monday doubted the holdout countries would respond favorably to Trump's pressure to join the Abraham Accords, especially Saudi Arabia, which has long demanded Israeli concessions to the Palestinians as its price for considering membership. The Saudis have drifted apart from the UAE in recent months as a result of major policy differences over the OPEC cartel in Yemen. This leaves UAE leader Mohammed bin Zayed with less influence over Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who was once a close friend. The Jerusalem Post also doubted the cautious Saudis see the Abraham Accords as quite the slam dunk success described by Trump, so they have not ruled out joining someday, but are not as eager as Trump would like. The Saudis have been remarkably passive during the Iran conflict, even as Tehran showered its neighbors with missiles and drones, so they might not be eager to sign the Abraham Accords to keep peace negotiations with Iran rolling. Pakistan is eager to be seen as the mediator that made an Iran peace deal happen. But Pakistani Defense Minister Khawaja Asif on Monday flatly rejected Trump's demand to normalize relations with Israel. "Personally, I don't think we should join any such accord that clashes with our fundamental ideologies," Asif said in a Pakistani television interview. "How will you sit down with those people whose word cannot be trusted even for a single day?" he said of the Israelis. Asif noted that since Pakistan's founding in 1947, it has never recognized the modern state of Israel and, to this day, Pakistan remains the only country whose passports don't even include Israel's name. He said this was unlikely to change until Israel has provided the Palestinians with a state. Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey do formally recognize Israel, so they might view signing the Abraham Accords as a less dramatic step, although they could also dismiss it as unnecessary. The new Syrian government looked promising as a new member after dictator Bashar Assad was overthrown in December 2024, especially since President Trump was vocally supportive of new President Ahmed al-Shara and his government despite Shara's dark past as a member of al-Qaeda. Syria did join the U.S.-led global coalition to defeat ISIS in November 2025. But some rough patches in the new government's relations with Israel have been obstacles to signing the Abraham Accords.